This AceCast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
Rooker, it's a fly ball to deep center. Robert going back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
Swing and a miss. Dialed it up at 99. Some serious high octane.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show. Presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24-7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
The Redbirds are in for three, and the Athletics are hot. They've won 6 of 8. We're getting you ready for the A's and the Cardinals right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Obviously, it's Jackie Robinson Day. We'll remember the great life of a man that helped change not only baseball, but helped change the United States of America. But before that, we have to unfortunately pass along the news that the great Ken Holtzman won 3 World Series with the Athletics, 72, 73, 74, has passed away today. Vince Catronio joins us. And Vince, I'm sure Ken would want us to remember his great career, the teams that he was on. He was truly a big game pitcher, pitching game 1 of the World Series in 72, 73, 74, won 4 World Series games. What a great Oakland Athletic.
Well, you're right, Tony. We all had opportunities to visit with Ken a few years ago during one of the celebrations, and he was just a wonderful person to talk to. He was a pretty good hitter as well. And if I'm not mistaken, he's still the last pitcher in Major League Baseball to start game 1 of 3 consecutive World Series. Came to the A's from the Chicago Cubs, and what a move that was for the Athletics. That great curveball, good fastball, just basically a two-pitch pitcher that was dominant and could really spin it. He was a guy that was, you know, we talk a lot about Vita and, you know, Catfish, but, you know, it's somebody that deserves as much of the spotlight as those two with what Kenny did for the Athletics those years.
Yeah, and it's just so sad because truly one of the great teams of all time. When we talk about our beloved Ray Fosse, you talk about the captain Sal Bando, Vita Blue, who was just an absolute rock star all the way through his life. We've lost so many of these great players from those great teams.
Yeah, it's when you think about that, it really does hit you pretty dramatically because you're just reminded that, you know, time doesn't stop, and, you know, Father Time wins all the time, and we want those memories. You want those heroes to be around forever. And now, in the case of the ones that you're just talking about, it's memories. They're strong memories. They're positive memories. They certainly put a smile on your face if you're, you know, a fan of the Oakland Athletics for all these years. And it brings back nothing but joy when you think about the way those guys competed. It's a shame that they're gone, that we can't continue to celebrate them. Because they, as Bob Melvin always said, it was important for him, for his team to be out on the front, on the top step of the dugouts, always during those introductions, because he wanted them to understand this is what you're playing for. This is the goal, to become immortal in a city. And that's what those guys are here in the East Bay. And it was important for Bob to continue to pass that message along to his young players.
Great stuff. Have a good call tonight.
All right. Thank you, Tony.
Vince Catronio with us. Coming up next, Oakland A's Hall of Famer Dave Stewart right here on A's Total Access.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching. Win like nobody's business. And get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop. the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Switch for power mop. Switch for power mop.
This is A's Total Access.
Earlier today on A's Cast Live, we had the great Dave Stewart on to talk about the passing of Ken Holtzman and, of course, about Jackie Robinson Day. Nobody better to get a baseball perspective, a world perspective, than Dave Stewart.
Well, it's really disappointing to hear the news, and obviously my condolences and prayers to his family. I just got off the phone, believe it or not, with Blue Moon Odom. And that was the topic of our discussion. We talked about Ken Holtzman and what he meant to the teams, the 72, 73, 74 teams, how great of a teammate he was. And obviously, I got a chance to see him compete and how competitive he was from a fan standpoint. But Blue Moon said he was one of the best teammates he's ever had.
And he started so many of the big games in the postseason. While everybody was talking about Catfish and Vita was a national star, so many of those big games were won and pitched by Ken Holtzman.
That's right. He was right in the middle of it. You had him, you had Catfish. Obviously, we had Blue Moon. Vita was a big piece of all of that. And, you know, we talk about how he pitched, but, you know, I was saying it to you before we came on the show, he could swing the bat, too.
Yeah.
He could do it both ways.
Yeah, all those guys could. That was great. Like, you look, Vida could hit, Catfish could hit. We're going to play an interview a little bit later here on the program where Ray Fosse is talking to Ken Holtzman, how they both hit a home run in the World Series. And it's just so sad that we have lost so many. You know, we just lost recently Vida Blue. Now we're talking about Ken Holtzman. Of course, our own beloved Ray Fosse. I mean, these are guys that meant so much to you growing up. As a kid who grew up in Oakland, you idolized these guys. They made you so proud to be from Oakland watching all these championships.
Yeah, I mean, they set a level of excellence that, you know, made it really difficult for the teams that came behind them. For a lot of teams, period, in baseball to win back-to-back-to-back world championships. They were trendsetters in the game of baseball, those A's teams. Their rotations, when you look at the guys and the amount of innings that they were putting up, the complete games, just the tenacity of those teams, you know, to be a part of that and to be a main cog of that, which Kenny Holtzman was, is just unbelievable, man.
Yeah, he'll definitely be missed. I got to interview him a couple of times. You could tell when you interviewed him. He was a bright guy. He was a bright man, had a great sense of humor. He'll definitely be missed. Today at 5 o'clock, you guys are going to be doing a special pregame on A's Pregame Live, NBC Sports California, to honor the great Jackie Robinson. And when you think about Jackie's significance, obviously we'll talk about baseball. We'll talk about being a Hall of Famer. But truly what baseball and Jackie Robinson did, it helped change our country in a lot of ways. And a lot of people don't focus enough on that. Baseball broke the color barrier with Jackie Robinson, and it was after that then our own military would change because of Jackie Robinson. His significance was far greater, Dave, than just baseball.
And you know, you're right, Tony. A lot of people don't really understand and recognize what he did in his part, the part he played in social justice in a period of time when there was no social justice. You know, standing up and being a spokesperson for equality was a difficult thing in that period of time. But he did it just as he did in the game of baseball. When he came into the game of baseball, he was one of one and endured so many things to be the example for all of the black players that would follow him. It's unbelievable what he did for the game, what he did for us socially. Just his impact on our nation.
When you were a young man coming up in the game, how much did you think about Jackie Robinson and how much was he an inspiration to you?
You know, I came up in a pit where we were close enough. And what I mean by that is I came into professional baseball in 1975. And so a lot of the people that I came into the game getting to know and was introduced to knew Jackie Robinson. Don Newcomb, Roy Campanella were guys that knew him and teammates of his. You know, Bob Gibson, who had impact on my life, knew him. Willie Mays, who I had a chance to meet when I was younger, knew and spoke of him. You know, Dusty Baker carried on conversations from Hank Aaron about Jackie Robinson. So I was surrounded by word of Jackie, knowledge of Jackie, and the man Jackie through the people that I played with, played against, or mentors.
Yeah, people forget that you came up with the Dodgers, and really the Dodgers play such a big, and the Brooklyn Dodgers playing such a big part in the American fabric with a lot of decisions that they make. They don't really get a lot of credit for that.
No, they don't. But, you know, a lot of it has to do with just today's baseball and how the Dodgers are and what they look like organizationally now. I think Mookie Betts and Hayward are the two lone American players in their organization. But baseball as a whole, as we know, the numbers are lower and lower when it comes to Afro-American players. And so, you know, when you look at the Dodgers, you know, for that matter, you know, one of Jackie's last words publicly was being able to see a black manager in the dugout. But it even goes further than that. The Dodgers broke the color barrier with Jackie. You know, when we speak of office management and upper management being able to make those decisions, you have to look at all organizations and see what are they really doing for minorities.
The great Dave Stewart. You can see the entire interview on the A's YouTube channel, or you can listen to it at athletics.com/A'sCast. Coming up next, you're going to love this. Ray Fosse sits down with Ken Holtzman next, right here on A's Total Access.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zerata at 833-VZ for me, or go to vzlawfirm.com. Bernardi Serrata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Biana's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Blackburn delivers the pitch. Strike three called. A four-seamer, and that is strikeout number 8 for Blackburn.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
You're listening to the A's Total Access pregame show presented by Chevron. Unbeatable fans like you deserve unbeatable mileage. Download the Chevron app today and receive $1 off per gallon on your next 3 visits. Well, unfortunately, we lost Ken Holtzman today, but we thought we would play this for you. It was Ray Fosse interviewing Ken Holtzman.
Pre-game show continues. We're happy to be joined by one of my all-time idols. That is Ken Holtzman, great left-handed pitcher for the A's back in the 70s. What was it like? What did you think, Kenny, when you traded from the Cubs to come to the Oakland Athletics?
Well, it was certainly a big culture change to move to California. But I realized that after I was traded that, hey, these guys had won the division at least the year before. And when I talked to Finley and some of the players after I got traded, they said, you know what, we're on the verge of winning something. And they were right. I mean, we were on the verge of becoming one of the greatest teams ever.
What was it like for you to be a part of all 3 World Championship teams?
Well, I've often said that the years that I spent here in Oakland were probably the best years of my life. I mean, it's something special when you're a part of certainly the legacy that we left. And people in Oakland, you know, it's great to come back after 44 years. And It certainly was the highlight of my career, and I loved it.
And I love the fact that your pitching philosophy was one of those, and I think it's hard for you guys to understand in watching games today that they take so long, because your philosophy was like an hour and a half, let's go home, because you pitch quickly. How did you develop that style of pitching?
Well, one of the reasons was I was aware that when I came here that I was going to be played with a great defense, you know, starting with catcher and all over the infield and outfield. And I remember everybody telling me, said, you know what, don't walk anybody. Let them make contact and let them hit into this defense. And that turned out to be true. That's how we won most of our close games, our defense.
One of the things about 1973, which I was fortunate to be a part of, not to say that had anything to do with it, but between you, Catfish, and Vita, 20-game winners. That's unprecedented. Today it's hard to get one guy to win 20. What was it like knowing that you guys took them out in a four-man rotation to the point that you had a pretty good idea that you're going to win following each other?
Well, we were told at the beginning, you're going to get the ball every fourth day. You're probably going to pitch close to 300 innings, you know, and have 15 or 20 complete games. But that's how we're going to do it. He says, I got a great relief pitcher, but if you're not in trouble, you're staying out there. And I appreciated that.
What was it like, though, speaking of the great relievers, your great friend Raleigh Finger, that in game one of the World Series in 1974, you go 4 1/3, and here comes Raleigh. What were you thinking with the lead going, what's going on?
1-0 game, and they bring in my roomie. What is going on here, you know? And remember, we came, he said, roomie, go sit down and watch this.
You know, Kenny, you were a great hitter as well, and that was the time before the DH in the World Series. You got a chance to swing the bat, which you were very good at. What was that like for you to be not only part of a great pitching staff, but also to be a contributor with the bat?
Well, pal, me and you hit a home run in the 74 series. That's kind of a highlight, you know. Even a blind squirrel finds an acorn once in a while. I still play that sometimes on tape. I say, how the hell did I hit a home run in a World Series game? But it was a big thrill, and
one final thing, because the one thing that you did so well, I remember a game against the Orioles. I want to say you throw 110 pitches, one curveball, the rest fastball, a little bit off, take a little bit off. How much do you think that fastball and take a little bit off like a BP fastball can help pitchers, not only yourself in that time, but also pitchers today, to rely on the one pitch?
Because I would think that most pitchers have better control and command of a fastball. And if you're able to throw it at maybe three or four different speeds, I don't think you're sacrificing control, and it's almost like having four different pitches. So might as well throw it all the time and just change the speed of the ball.
You're one of the best I've ever caught in my life.
Thank
Seriously,
you.
Because you were great, and I want to say that because I've talked about you forever, and I just want to thank you for the great
and
times.
It's no accident that me, Vita, and Catfish, like you say, all won 20 games with you behind the plate.
Oh, great stuff. Ray Fosse and Ken Holtzman. Well, we've just gotten the announcement. Este Uri Ruiz has been reinstated. If you watched A's Cast Live or listen to A's Cast Live, we told you he was here. Martin Gallegos had it on X. Well, he was here for a reason. J.D. Davis will go on the IL, and Ruiz is back. Up next, Eric Martins and Vince Cotroneo next, right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile 1 coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe, and they can do the same for you. And right now, their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and drive. Check it all out, linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
This is A's Total Access.
Monday baseball for the Athletics as they welcome in the St. Louis Cardinals. Another interleague series. The A's have won three series in a row. Certainly a special day around Major League Baseball. Jackie Robinson Day gives us an opportunity to visit with the A's infield coach and third base coach, Eric Martins. You're a black man who grew up in Southern California in the game of baseball. So when you put on the number 42 on this day, I wonder what those emotions are for Eric Martins.
It's the best day of the season for me. I mean, honestly, some people will say opening day, yeah, that's great. But this day just symbolizes so much more for me personally and for us around baseball. And being able to put on that 42, just kind of, you sit there, you stare at it, hanging in your locker, you stare at it, and you reflect back of what this man did to allow us to be able to put on a regular uniform on a daily basis anyway.
You have a closer connection to Jackie Robinson from your time playing in Southern California. Can you tell us that story?
Yeah, my high school baseball coach was college teammates with them at UCLA. So, you know, the stories that he had told us about him and the perseverance and everything that he had did, not only just, you know, the stuff that he had to deal with off the field and on the field, and just talking about what an incredible person he was, what an incredible man he was, what an absolute stud of an athlete he was. So, you know, it was a lot of stories just listening to him talk about him. And, I mean, I wish I really could have met him back in those days.
You look at the team you're playing this week, Eric. It's the St. Louis Cardinals. They've got three young players of color that are in their starting lineup. You think around Major League Baseball, great representatives like Mookie Betts and the former A. Marcus Semien, pitchers like Tristan McKenzie, Hunter Green, I know there are others. What's your sense on where the game is now and how young African-American men can get involved in the sport even more?
Well, Major League Baseball does a great job of trying to reach out into the programs. You know, you got the Players Alliance that's going in. You have Major League Baseball that's doing all the urban youth academies that are going around. So it's our job to go ahead and help spread the word and try to get kids of color involved in the sport. You know, obviously the sports of choice are basketball or football, but getting them to get involved with baseball and seeing people and players of color come through the big leagues will open their eyes and maybe want them to get to play a little bit more.
What have your conversations been like with Lawrence Butler, who's the A's right fielder, a kid from Atlanta, which is a baseball-rich community? We see it time and time again. Rosters around Major League Baseball are dotted with kids from the Atlanta area and from the state of Georgia. But talking to him about some of the things that you learned as a kid, thinking about the bigger picture of what it means for you to be wearing a Major League uniform.
You know, he's done a great job of representing the A's and through the Players Alliance and all that stuff. And he knows what he stands for. And so the conversation that I have with Lawrence is just, you know, going about and knowing that you're representing the A's and representing kids that are looking up to you and watching. We're allowing him to go and be himself, have his personality, you know, have his swag and stuff like that, and go out and play the game the right way so people can understand that you can come here and you can play the game that you need to play, and no one's going to judge you for anything that you do.
I know neither of us actually saw Jackie Robinson play in person. We've seen the movie, we've seen the highlights, we know the history. But when you look at his resume and you look at the things that he did, first base, second base, third base, MVP, stealing home in the World Series, etc., what's the one thing that really jumps off the page for you about Jackie Robinson? Not so much the man, which we have learned so much about, but Jackie Robinson, the baseball player.
Well, I mean, the tools stand out. I mean, I have the picture of him sliding in at home, safe, stealing home. I mean, it's unbelievable. You look at that play and, you know, turn the tide for the Dodgers back then. But, you know, there's so much about Jackie that people don't know. And not only what he did for the game of sports, you know, coming and deciding he could have stayed in the Negro Leagues and played, but he knew how important it was for him to come and play Major League Baseball, to open up and bridge the gap and break the barrier of you know, black African-Americans playing in the game. You know, he's the only guy that has two plaques in the Hall of Fame as well. You know, one that has his stats and one for what he did for the game. So it's a testament to what kind of person and what kind of man he was.
And then finally, to that point, when you look in the mirror, when you put on your A's uniform, and a special day like today, when you put on the number 42, from a societal point of view, the things that have happened, things that have moved forward because of this man that decided to just kind of take it and wear it and play the game and give that opportunity for men like yourself.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a day of gratitude. And like I said, every day that this April 15th, every single year, it's a special day for me. You know, it's an emotional day. You sit back and you reflect and just understand what he did to allow us to do this. You know, and the adversity that he went through, the death threats, all that stuff, and still going out there, keeping his head up, playing the game that he did, and have the success that he did, it just goes to show what kind of person he was.
Really appreciate the thoughts. Thank you, E.
Absolutely, anytime.
Eric Martz joining us on this Jackie Robinson Day. Now back to Chris Townsend.
E. Martz is absolutely fantastic. Love to hear him here on A's Total Access. Coming up next, we get you ready for the Cardinals and the Athletics right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com. You can do it all by yourself.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball is drilled to left. Hayes is going back. Hayes at the track. He's right to the wall, and he will watch it fly. And Langoliers unloads with a 3-run home run to left field.
A's Cast is your 24/7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
The A's are winning baseball games, and one of the reasons why, it's the guy that's leading off for them.
The pitch to Toro is blooped into short left center field. That's going to get down for a hit, I believe, on the Winker coming on. He trapped it. He did not make the play, and 2 runs score. And just like that, the A's have taken the lead. 7-6 A's.
Toro hitting .381 in his last 5 games. Pitching has been absolutely fantastic, and the A's have won 6 of 8. They are now 7-9, taking on the 7-9 St. Louis Cardinals. The Redbirds against the Athletics. Once again, a little note, we have had a roster change. J.D. Davis going to the IL, and old Esty Ruiz is back up with the big club. Coming up next, Ken Korak sits down with the manager, Mark Kotze, as we get you ready for A's baseball right here on the A's Radio Network and A's Cast.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not a bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
This is A's Total Access.
On this Monday, the A's Interleague homestand continues. The Cardinals in for the first of a 3-game series. And Kotze, yesterday, a great comeback against the Nationals. What was the energy like in the dugout when you guys had that 6-run bottom of the sixth?
Yeah, well, the 6-run bottom of the sixth was good energy. The first 4 innings weren't very good. Wasn't
you had a little talk
energy
with your club there, didn't you?
We did. We had a little discussion in terms of that and just the competitiveness of the at-bats. And, you know, they woke up and they responded, which was a good sign. And, you know, to come from behind and really, you know, hold on to the lead as well as a testament to the bullpen and the job they're doing this year.
There were so many things in that sixth inning. We could spend the whole show talking about it, but I'm thinking about a couple of things, like Darryl Hernandez getting his first major league RBI with a bases loaded walk.
Yeah, you know, that's a great at bat, and we talked about, you know, just get the next guy up to the plate and have that mindset, especially with runners in scoring position. And you know, that at bat was a big turning point in the game. I mean, you can go to a lot of those at bats in that inning, but those walks with the bases loaded are really big.
Tyler Nevin comes off the bench and late gives you 2 hits.
Yeah, you know, J.D. Davis had a little issue with injury, and you know, I knew we needed offense, and Tyler's been taking some really good at-bats lately, so you know, put Tyler in there, and he had a couple big hits for us and really contributed to that come-from-behind win.
So Lawrence Butler has a big series with the 2 hits and wins the game with a base hit Friday night. Has 3 hits. He's on base
four times yesterday, Kaz. Last year, brief time in the big leagues, about 6 weeks, he walked four times. He's walked this year eight times in 15 games. What does that tell you?
Yeah, it's a maturation process, right? I mean, he has that ability. He's got good plate discipline in the minor leagues. He's shown that. And he's showing it now in the big leagues, which is a great sign for a young player.
What are your thoughts facing Sonny Gray tonight?
Yeah, you know, a tough matchup. Sonny, I think, was second in ERA in the American League last year. And, you know, we know what we're up against. He's obviously a pitcher that we have to have a good game plan with, stay on the ball up the middle, you know, not try to do too much off Sonny and take what we can get.
What about Jackie Robinson Day this evening, of course, caught everybody wearing number 42. And the pride I know you take in wearing that number tonight.
Yeah, it's an honor. You know, guys out here today wearing the Breaking Barriers shirts, that says it all. You know, for Jackie to have this day in his honor, it's the least we could probably do in terms of, you know, honoring a man that had a lot of adversity, went through a lot of challenges in life, and still persevered.
Okay, well said. Okay, Townie, that's the skipper. The A's and the Cardinals on this Monday night, and we'll send things back over to you.
Can the A's remain hot? We're going to find out next. A's and Cardinals. And don't you forget, I'll talk to you after the ball game.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.